We are continuing our look at Paul's defense before King Agrippa II at Caesarea Maritima as recorded in Acts chapter 26. Today we're starting to look at verses 15 through 18. Now as we return to our study, we find that Paul has transitioned from explaining his Jewish roots to the king to giving an account of his arrest by Jesus on the road to Damascus. At this point in the story, Paul is lying on the ground, blinded by a great light, and hearing the voice of one who claims that Paul has been persecuting him. We pick up the conversation in verse 15, where Paul tells Agrippa, "Then I ask, who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. In the prior moments, Jesus had anonymously asked, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He does not introduce himself. Isn't blinding light that forcefully put Saul on the ground enough calling card? But now, Saul indeed asks, "Who are you, Lord?" Now, we can't see it in the English translation, but Luke is doing a bit of wordplay here. The word for Lord in Paul's question, "Who are you, Lord?" is Kyrie, which can easily be translated as sir. Remember, Saul doesn't know he's speaking to Christ. But when Jesus answers, he says, "I am Jesus," and Luke adds, "the Kyrios replied." Kyrios is, of course, the word designating Jesus' deity. So Luke uses both forms of the word to hint that Paul is realizing that someone greater than just a normal man is speaking to him. Well, with Jesus' response, two things suddenly register with Saul, Paul, and we need to keep using these words interchangeably. First, the one speaking is Jesus. Now, just let that settle for a moment. We do not know exactly what Paul knew from the testimony of people of the way about Jesus' resurrection, but he certainly knew the story. In fact, this allegation is mentioned several times in Acts by the Roman officials that we have encountered. Paul certainly knows the storyline. After all, he has spent years rounding up people who claimed to know that Jesus was raised from the dead, the people of the way. What he hasn't known is that it's true. And now suddenly, he is on the ground, blinded by a light greater than the Damascus noon sun, and hearing a voice say, "I am Jesus." Paul will never again doubt the historical fact is that Jesus is very much alive. Second, as Jesus personalizes Paul's persecution of the members of the way, Paul realizes that to persecute them is to persecute the resurrected Jesus. And these two points will never be lost in Paul's subsequent ministry. So Paul now finds himself face to face with the resurrected Lord Jesus, the very person that he has at some point encountered through the members of the way, but has never personally seen. And now life is about to change for him in a very big way. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.